Chapter 11. I can't believe that you gave them weed. That's just mad. I was shocked by what Jag had done. I only gave them enough to make them sleep for a few hours. It won't hurt them, he said. And the kids were with Mohan's wife, so they're okay. I had woken up about half an hour after we had left Udhampur. The first thing that I wanted to know was how we had managed to escape without the rest of the family noticing. Jag had told them that he was taking me to visit another town for the day. I didn't know that he had fed them weed inside the parathas. At first, my mouth just fell open, but then I started laughing. We arrived in Delhi in the late afternoon, and the traffic immediately got worse. When we got to the airport ticket office, the people there told us that my plane was going to leave later than planned, not until tomorrow evening. Jag booked us a hotel for the night. We had lunch the next day and walked around the city centre. Delhi was a big city with cinemas, shops and restaurants. It was much more modern than Udhampur. Will you give me your address so that I can write to you? I asked Jag. Yes, of course I will, he said. I want to know what you decide to do about your arranged marriage. I still didn't know what would happen myself. I knew that I didn't want the marriage, but what could I do? I had to choose between my family and being free. Jag seemed to understand what I was thinking about. You have to think about what you want from life, Manny. I know, Jag, I said, but it's really hard. If I don't get married, my family will never speak to me again, and I'll feel like the most selfish person in the world. Trying to achieve your goals doesn't make you selfish. Ask yourself this, Manny. In 5 years, where do you see yourself? Will you be with a wife that you don't want? Or doing the things that you want to do, like getting an education? I was too young to have my whole life planned for me. Jag had escaped all the traditional stuff, and he was succeeding in life. He was right. Deciding what you wanted in life wasn't selfish. So, are you married? I asked Jag. Aunt Harpal told me that you might have a wife. Not a wife, a girlfriend called Nancy, he said. She's a lawyer in Sydney. And there's Mia. Who's Mia? I asked, as Jag took out a photo of a blonde woman and a kid who was about 4 or 5. She's my daughter. Your cousin, he said. I was so shocked. He hadn't told me that he had a family. You must miss them when you're away, I asked. Yes, I do. But you see, Manny, if I did all the traditional stuff, I could never meet someone like Nancy or have a beautiful daughter like Mia. I stared at the photo. Keep it, he said, so that you'll know my family when you come and visit me. The rest of the evening passed quickly. We had a few drinks before going to the airport. We gave each other our addresses, and as the time to leave got nearer, I started to worry more about what would happen when I got home. I tried not to cry as I said goodbye to Jag. Once I was on the plane, I was so tired that I fell asleep. A few hours later, I was in the airport in England, then on the train, and then on the bus heading towards home. Although I was happy seeing all the multicultural shops and restaurants that I hadn't been to in months, part of me wanted to run to Addie's house. But running away was too easy. I had to go home and face my parents. When I finally got to my house, I rang the bell on the door. It was opened by Ranjit. I looked at him and smiled. I wasn't sure what he would say. But he just stared at me and turned away. As I walked inside, my dad came out of the living room.
"So, you have arrived then, Manjeet?" he asked me.
Then he hit me hard in the face.